Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
The good news, 11 straight road games with points. The bad news, 4-game win streak is over. Hey everyone, it's Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, host of Spits and Suds, and we truly appreciate and give you a major stick tap for listening and supporting Spits and Suds in 2025. We want to end this 2025 calendar year on a bang and keep this thing rolling into 2026. Well, the Stars were at probably one of the most famous arenas in the world. This barn is known for so many amazing sporting events over the years, and the New York Rangers have called it home for a long time. So anytime you get to play an original six, I'm always excited about that. And unfortunately, the Stars did not bring their best game tonight. In fact, I was just talking with our producer, Gregory Finley, and was telling him Glenn Gulletson after the game said twice in the short press conference, they deserve the 2 points tonight. And then he repeated it. They deserve the 2 points tonight. He did give credit to Casey DeSmith. He did give credit to the defense, which is obviously banged up, but he thought the forwards needed to be play better. And that's even with Tyler Seguin going down in the first few minutes of the game, needed to be helped off the ice as the injury bug just remains with the Dallas Stars. Jake Oettinger woke up sick. That's why Casey DeSmith got the start tonight. So it just continues. Will we see Nathan Bastian? Likely tomorrow. Probably would have seen him anyway based on his playing career with the Devils and need to get him in for a game. But we might see DeSmith tomorrow night, depending on Oettinger's health. I'm guessing he got fluids throughout the day, and he probably is a go for tomorrow night. Or they might just go Casey DeSmith back-to-back and Oettinger on Friday. But regardless, the thing about this Stars team, even when they don't have their best game, even when they're outshot in the third period by just a ridiculous amount, 18-4 total shots, 41-26, giving up 10 penalty minutes and just drawing two. So it just wasn't your night. 13 giveaways on the night with only 5 takeaways, but still you pulled a point. And that's what this Stars team has done with injuries, with not playing their best game. They just continue to pick up points. And truly, you can ask for that. I mean, if they go in and beat New Jersey tomorrow, which is going to be a tall task, New Jersey's a really good team, but that's I mean, think about it. That's 3 out of 4 points on the road. That's a great road trip. So I think we've been a little bit spoiled with the performance of this team, and it's very, very tough to knock them when A, they pick up a point, B, they lost a forward, so they were double shifting, C, they just lost Liam Bischel, so 3 of their top 6 on defense are out. They lost massive firepower with Sagan out, with Duchesne out. So, and you're playing, you know, Casey DeSmith, who's awesome on the road. They wouldn't have had a point without DeSmith tonight. But the reality is that, you know, without DeSmith really playing and standing on his head at times and being a part of this amazing penalty kill. I mean, this penalty kill, absolutely amazing when you think about it. What is it up to now? 36 of their last 39 penalty kills have been successful. That is a high rate of success. That is why you won the game tonight, specifically when Sam Steele took a double minor, got to control your stick, and the Rangers had 4 minutes, and I just felt as though it was a shooting gallery on Casey DeSmith, and man, did he stand on his head. Hey, you know what? We haven't talked about the on-time experts yet. So let's just pause for a moment and talk about if there were points in the HVAC standings, the on-time experts would be atop of the standings. Why? Because they're that good. Nearly 6,000 Google reviews, 4.8 out of 5 stars with nearly 6,000 reviews. Go online and read them yourself. And here's the thing. I always try to relate it. You know how I say about NHL trades and you have to look at the worth of the player, similar to real estate. You have to do the comparables in the market. So I would say the same thing when you simplify Google reviews. If you were looking for a place to eat this weekend and a restaurant had nearly 6,000 reviews, and it was 4.8 out of 5 stars, and they had reservations open, absolutely you'd book it. So why aren't you booking the on-time experts right now? Guaranteed same-day service. And I'm telling you, that $59 first customer tune-up cleaning special will be extremely thorough, because they want you as a customer for life. Not in a bad way. But they're not out looking for your money. What they want is for you to think of the on-time experts. If you have a drain that's clogged, if you're not getting the hot water that you deserve, if your HVAC unit is not optimized, if it's taking a while for a room to heat up or cool down, that's what they want, is that front of mind awareness where, no, I don't have to go get a hotel. No, I don't have to stay at my friend's house. No, my family doesn't need discomfort. So think of the on-time experts, the official HVAC company of your Dallas Stars. And obviously, as I preach the good word about the on-time experts, the official HVAC and plumbing company of Spitz and Suds. So how did the scoring happen? It started with Connor Soucy, who started the scoring in the game coming out of the penalty box. Here's the thing. When you have such a power play that is so successful, unfortunately, was not hitting on all cylinders. But listen, your confidence on the power play, when you have a top power play unit in the league, grows. So you want to keep that puck in until the very last second. So the two men on ice are Esa Lindell and Capo Bianco. Unfortunately, I don't think they kept an eye, despite Casey DeSmith. I mean, you could hear it pounding the stick on the ice. I'm so surprised that with under 10 seconds left, Esa Lindell specifically didn't play this a little bit more conservative and getting back to prevent that outlet pass. Soucy comes out of the box, gets the puck, goes 5-hole onto Smith. How can you knock Casey DeSmith? Basically, it was a high danger, open shot. Unfortunately, one of the first shots of the game, it gets through the wickets of DeSmith. But you can't knock Casey DeSmith tonight in any way. And they go up 1-0. But the Stars tied up at one, and it's Capo Bianco, his first NHL goal since March of 2023. So Victory Plus during the period, love me some Brian Ray and Brent Severin. They do a good job. But they played the replay of his last goal, and he was with Winnipeg. And it's so funny that this relates to the Dallas Stars past, because Winnipeg was playing Edmonton. Capo is playing for the Jets. So Capo Bianco's shot was aided by the stick of former Stars defenseman Cody Ceci, and it was scored on former Stars first-round pick goalie Jack Campbell. So it's really interesting that Capo Bianco's now with the Stars. Those guys played with the Stars. Here's another interesting spitting facts. That goal by Capo Bianco really leaves just Ilya Lyubushkin left. But it's the 23rd different Stars player to have a tally in a game, which is absolutely amazing when you think that tonight's game was just game number 27 for the Stars. I want to talk about depth scoring. That stat stands out. 23 different Stars players have scored a goal this year. But that Capo Bianco goal really was caused by Jason Robertson. We talk about Jason Robertson as a goal scorer. Probably need to pay attention to Jason Robertson as far as what some of the other things he does, namely on this goal, just creating havoc in front of the net. He is the primary goal screener on Shesterkin. He does a really, really good job of just moving side to side and really screening, because the first shot by Capo Bianco is saved. But then the rebound, New York fails to clear. It goes right back out to Capo Bianco. The second one, more of a wrist shot. It finds its way in back of the net. If Jason Robertson's not there screening, I don't think that shot goes in. So real nice job off the puck by Jason Robertson. We're tied up at one. There were plays that stood out in this game as a positive, and I do want to cite Alek Petrovic. How well he's playing. His story is amazing. His story of resiliency, up with Florida for a number of years, then has to fight his way back to the NHL roster. Never seen this, that a guy would spend two straight years in the minors. And when hockey is at its height of importance, the NHL playoffs, he not only gets called up, he gets thrown into the lineup and plays an important role. So this year he earned his way onto the team. I think he's playing really well, specifically considering all the injuries. There was a Rangers 2-on-1, and it was played perfect by Petrovic and Casey DeSmith. Sometimes the defenseman will want to do too much, and it takes a lot. It takes confidence in your goaltender. What happened was Capo Bianco on the 2-1 holds off in the middle, and then towards the end slides over into the passing lane, basically tells the Rangers shooter, take your shot against Casey DeSmith. Casey DeSmith, once Petrovic does that, cuts down the ankle and comes out of the net and makes a clean save. That's the play you need to make. If they pick the corner and score, it's a good goal. But what you can't have is the defenseman cheating or going over to take on the shooter. If he gets that saucer pass over, it's an automatic tip-in. So great play by Alek Petrovic, and held that game at 1-1. What's also amazing is how bad the Rangers have been at home. I wanted to point that out. This was only the third Rangers win, hard to believe, at MSG. Only the third win, and they've been dominant on the road, which is so interesting because they are in the wild card mix. On top of that, not just three wins at Madison Square Garden, they've only scored three power play goals at Madison Square Garden. So, third period, Stars take the lead. it's a sweet 2-on-1. I mean, this is absolutely beautiful. Hey, let's give credit. I retweeted Maddie, and Maddie said the following: if I was a goalie, I would be terrified to see Wyatt Johnston and Mikko Rantanen on a 2-to-1. And I just retweeted and said, facts. I mean, when they break free, stole the puck, the pass Johnston made to Mikko Rantanen, and Rantanen with that one-timer just jams it past Shesterkin. And the Stars go up 2-to-1. You could tell the excitement from Mikko Rantanen. He was upset earlier in the period, had an opportunity, couldn't knock it home, kind of got a softer shot than he wanted off on Shesterkin. So, yeah. So I think, you know, overall, Wyatt Johnston and Mikko Rantanen had themselves another good night. You know, they just continue to play well. All right. So, like I said, the Stars were outplayed. Glenn Gulletson said they deserved the 2 points, but it almost looked like the Stars were going to steal an extra point. Time winding down, the Rangers pull their goalie with a lot of time left. I think it was about 2.5 minutes left. Rangers, as they did all period long. In fact, when the Stars scored, I believe it was their first shot on net in the period. Only 4 shots on Shesterkin all period long. So the Rangers pull their goalie, applying pressure, and it's Will Cooley's first shot is saved, but the rebound, unfortunately, puck luck in favor of New York, goes right back to him. He banks it home off of DeSmith to tie the game. And then at that point in overtime, you know what I say about overtime, guys. It's a flip of the coin at that point. Stars did get some shots on net. However, it's Vladislav Gavrikov, 109 in overtime. He's got a lot of talent. Rangers pick up a rare home win. So, but at the same time, like I said, to start off the program, 11 straight road games with points. So Casey DeSmith, 40 saves. Think about this as far as points. The Stars are 5-0-2 in their past 7 games. They're 7-0-4 on the road since October 26th. 9-1-4 on the road this season. This is a beast of a road team. And someone was saying the other day, they're like, yeah, but Colorado. Yeah, but Colorado. Hey, totally agree. Listen, if you're a Spitz and Sudsy, you know I picked Colorado. And I'm not proud of that. I would love to pick the Dallas Stars. I just saw the depth of the Avalanche, and I said, this is the team that I think is going to win the Central and has a great opportunity to win the Cup. That said, finishing second is not necessarily a bad thing if Colorado finishes first, because you avoid them in the first round. You can talk about the dominance of the Stars over Colorado in the playoffs. I don't disagree, but I still want to avoid them in the first round if I can. If that means playing Winnipeg or Minnesota, heck, even at this point, maybe even Chicago, but I'll take my chances with those teams. Let Colorado hopefully get beat up by someone else, and then I'll take on Colorado if I can advance to the second round.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
All right, let's go to your tweets tonight. Thank you guys so much for your support. Andrew Buck, we didn't deserve too much to for a point in this game. The Rangers earned that W. Probably should have won in regulation. Lasilla 35. Pointed out Casey DeSmith, and this is his career with the Stars. 918 save percentage. Top 10 hardest schedule he's faced. 29-5. The thing about it is I no longer like to call goalies backups. I would like to change the narrative maybe to 1B, because in essence, your second goaltender sometimes is playing almost as much as your first goaltender. I mean, look how much work Casey DeSmith is getting right now. And we were talking with Taylor Baird yesterday. Prior to the Jake Oettinger injury, I still thought Casey DeSmith was going to get 50 in this next week, and Jake Oettinger would get 50% of the reps. So we'll see how it plays out. Obviously, Jake would be the 1A, but man, the hot goalie right now is Casey DeSmith. And I mean, he is making some tremendous saves. He was upset after the game. He wanted that one bad. I don't blame him. Just tough, you know, bank shots. It happens. Puck luck. It happens. But as I mentioned, Glenn Gullison said after the game, forwards need to be better. And I think he was talking about the forwards being better defensively. Okay. Hockey Tonk says, how do you feel about Trey Taylor being our mid to long-term solution on defense? I love myself some Trey Taylor. What are the options if Sagan goes down long-term? Always better to deal with these issues early in the season, but geez, tough to see all these guys go down. So I will just say this. Long-term injured reserve is different under the new collective bargaining agreement between the players and the owners. So what's happened in the past with Tampa and with Vegas and Mark Stone, and let's be honest, what the Stars did last year with the acquisitions of Granlin and CeCe, you know, the fact of the matter is that it's changed. Robert Tiffin's going to join us after the game tomorrow night. So our podcast tomorrow will talk about the game, but we'll also focus on LTIR and what the Stars can do. But first, we need to see the extent of Sagan's injury. I'm guessing he won't play. I think, honestly, the question is, would he have played regardless? At some point, you have to give Tyler Seguin some load management because he's been playing every single game. And heading into this season, I thought he was on a load management situation, but because of the injuries, he's been playing every game. So Bastion will likely get the call tomorrow. I doubt Seguin will be able to go. And even if he can go, I think they'll want to rest him. Woody says, glad they're stashing points while they can. I'm worried these injuries are going to catch up at some point. Yeah, of course. Of course. I agree with you. It's going to catch up at some point. Hopefully Harley can come back soon. That would be a major help. Let's see. Tanner Wilson, Casey DeSmith to have his best streak as the Dallas Star. Yeah. 3 years, $1 million a year. What a deal by Jim Nill. Can't say that enough. Supernova overs. DeSmith playing lights out. Ranton and goal. LFG, absolutely. Thackman, Aaron Thacker, DeSmith, though, playing his butt off tonight. Heck yeah, he did. He was a pleasure to watch. Hey, I thought the goaltending on both sides. I mean, Sorokin. Did I say that right? Shesterkin, I was right. So I thought he actually saved it. The Stars almost went 3-1. And that was a heck of a save that Shesterkin made to keep the game at 2-1 and keep the Rangers in the game. So I thought both goalies played pretty well tonight. Okay. And I think that's it for tonight with your tweets. Thank you so much for listening. Really excited to have Robert on and talk about tomorrow night's game, talk about the injuries, get some updates from Robert, talk about the LTIR situation. We'll keep you updated on Spits and Suds. If something happens, we'll obviously, you know, keep it informed. You can always direct message me as well at GJ Spittle on Twitter. Would love to follow. Happy to follow you back. Love following Stars fans and seeing what you guys are talking about during the game. For producer Gregory Finley and the on-time experts, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for listening. Until tomorrow night's podcast, have a great day, everyone.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.